as Podlord, I get final say. Is that how this works?
Shocker, boys and girls, I don't usually prepare very well.
So, Matt, why do you hate Annie?
Continue to say I hate you both for making me not be able to binge watch the show. Say I love the Disco Spider.
Woo!
For the Sugar Bear.
The Sugar Bear.
Oh, so I'll take it.
Smarter than the average bird.
G'day and welcome back. We're the Greendale Human Podcasters and, well, this is kind of it. until we get a movie.
Until the movie comes out.
My name is Jack, coming to you from home of the Yugambeh people up in the northern Gold Coast.
Yes.
And we acknowledge that elders past, present and emerging because I don't need to ask where the other boys are coming down me from. We are around a table
we
again.
We are here in
you
person.
You can see us all.
I can. They can't, but I can.
Yes.
We can see Jack.
And we can see Jack, which is
touch
like
the head in,
horrible
in person.
So, yeah, here we are.
Yes.
It has been a long road to get to being back here. Last time we were here was Remedial Chaos Theory back in season 3.
Jesus.
And where did that go?
Finished off the rest of the season. I've come up so we can finish this bad boy off and do it in style.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't have gin, mostly because...
Well, we have gin. There is a lot of gin in my house.
There will probably be gin after this, but I just wasn't feeling it beforehand. I was nervous, actually. I was excited and nervous, and I...
Nervous energy.
We're almost done.
We are almost done.
Which is a super weird feeling.
There was not a cub when we started.
Yeah. There was not, and now there is.
And now there's a cub.
Crazy.
Of which you two spoke to the cub today.
We did. On the phone.
So how's everyone's week been? I feel like we should do a little bit of tradition.
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, I got some idiot in my house at the moment, but other than that...
Cop that, Brad.
Well done.
Low hanging fruit.
I teed that one up and you...
I've been sick, as you can hear, and you will continue to hear tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've got a cold since Monday.
As Jack continues to ruin the podcast.
Yeah, it's not great, but I will persist and push through today.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Correct. Brad, how's your week?
It's been full on and busy.
When is it not?
It's pretty much all lay of the land. It's just different types of busy.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's, doing lots of people's personal tax returns. So it's always just pretty full on.
I gotta put mine in for that too.
When do you want me to send you mine?
Yeah.
No more, please.
No more, please.
Tapped out.
He's done. Guys, he's done. Please stop.
I mean, that's weird for an accountant to say, I'm going to be honest.
Wait till he has to pay bills in March.
Yeah. No, it's getting through all the individuals now and actually still businesses as well. They've all come in early and want all their stuff done ASAP. And
of course. Yeah. Why would we want to wait?
Do it yesterday, mate. Hurry up. Yeah. Why haven't you finished it yet? I just brought it in. Why haven't you finished?
Yeah. That's how it works.
It was weird, actually. So this is a Friday night recording.
Friday night, yes.
So prime time for us. I've worked all day in an office with Matt.
Which, when we say an office, a room in my house, but yes.
Correct. home office with Matt, and it was an interesting experience. Watching the two of us work in very different environments and a couple of meetings and a few swear words and then pleasantries as the phone was answered.
And then swear words again after you hung up.
it was an interesting... Yeah, again,
it was fun.
It was
interesting to see how someone else does their job, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so obviously you only see the people that do the same job as you most of the time. Mm. It's interesting to sit there and see someone else do a completely different job than you.
Yeah. Other than, like, obviously this is more of a hobby than any kind of work, but... We've never actually worked together.
No.
Because by the time we were working age, most of the time...
I've been in Queensland.
Yeah, you've been up here and I've been down south.
Yeah. Brad and I worked together for a while.
So, yeah, you guys have worked together and seen each other in a professional environment.
That's how Brad and I met. I wouldn't call it a professional environment. It's never professional when Brad and I were working together, trust me.
But yeah, so that was interesting. First time for that.
It was fun.
Yes.
But yeah, and now here we are. We get to record in person.
We get to hang out with
Brad for an actual whole afternoon.
Yes, for an afternoon.
And he's brought the snacks.
The sugar mama brought the snacks. Or supplied the snacks. Brad brought them up.
Yes. But he's, there's all sorts of stuff.
So, shout out to...
Bundy rum chocolates. Oh,
can you have these?
Yeah. They're not alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. So they have all the horrible taste of Bundy rum without the upside of getting drunk.
Welcome to Queensland.
I know, I may get run out of Queensland for saying that. I better not say that too loud. It's pushed over the border by pitchforks.
No, but there's a beautiful, a cheese platter here with...
Yes. Lovely.
Some other bits and pieces.
Snackies. Shout out to the sugar mama.
Yes.
For hooking us up on the last one.
The last pod.
Last
pod. Well, it's not going to be a last. Like, no. We say last. It feels like the last.
It's the last of the season. Because it's the last
for a while, but it's our final recap of everything.
It is.
History of community. So
I'm hoping that the audio is going to be all right. We're just recording off Matt's mic.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So
it could be horrendous.
Yeah, we've had history here. We've changed the settings. It looks okay.
There's a little squiggly blue line, so I think it's working.
It's either going to be horrible or...
To be honest, if it ends up fucked up, what else would you expect?
Yeah, correct.
Right, so we're going out the way we came in.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so until we get a movie, this will probably be it until we get trailers and stuff beforehand.
Because we'll get a few, like I said, trailers, different news. We can always sort of, if anything sort of pops up on the feeds, we can, even if we don't do a full podcast, we can get together and, you know.
Correct.
Talk about it, binge on it.
I think we're going to take a break for a bit. I don't know what the next steps are for us in terms of podcasting life. I'm probably not done, but there'll be something.
Yes.
Whether all of these guys are involved or some of the guys are involved, I don't know. It's up to them. But there'll be something.
There will.
We just don't know what it is yet. We'll get there. We're hoping to have it sorted by now, but didn't happen. And to be honest, I am looking forward to a short break. We're
not prepared.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm also not prepared.
Sounds about right.
I'm looking forward to a break too.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's enough.
Me too, from all the work I do on this podcast. Fuck.
Says in the intro, you don't prepare very well, though.
So. Exactly. Yeah. That's the joke part, you guys. Do I need to explain my jokes?
Oh, yeah, it's an ironic I don't do much, is it?
Yeah. Ironic.
Wait, that's moron. Sorry, never mind.
So... What do we think of Community? Matt, you've seen it all now.
Yes.
Actually, before you get on, what do you think? Have you actually gone back and just binged?
No, but I think I have to, actually. I think I will probably do that now that I can.
Smash it all out.
Just go through and plow through some of it and just, you know, re-enjoy some of the stuff. Particularly those first couple of seasons, you know. They were really, really good. It's weird having gone from starting this to having never watched this show now to having watched it, you know, six seasons all the way through.
Yeah.
You know,
becoming... And it's a different kind of what, like, I get, because we've had to talk about it, you know.
Yeah,
we've
you have chosen to pay to talk attention about
it.
To it.
But correct, when you watch it in this aspect. You watch it in a
different way.
Correct, as opposed to just watching a show in the background, and if you miss an episode or you miss 5 minutes because...
Yeah,
you
know, doesn't matter.
You need a toilet break or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, when you know you've got to talk about it.
I'm sure there's some episodes Matt's missed.
There are some episodes. I didn't have a chance to watch, so I'll be like, I don't remember this happening.
Okay, fuck it. I'll fly back in next week.
I'll go back and work out which episodes I missed.
I'm pretty certain the blank spots on our rating sheet will be those episodes.
Yes,
it's documented.
I'll come across them in 6 months as I watched through. Boys,
did you notice?
Yeah, we're still waiting for your rating, Matt.
Yeah. I'll have to do another episode once I actually watch it. Excuse to do some other episodes. Flashbacks. But no, I mean, having been aware of Community peripherally before I watched this, but never actually watching it for not sure what reason, to be quite frank, just never getting the chance, I don't know. And now having watched it, I can see why people like it so much, obviously. You know, this would have been a really annoying podcast to do if I'd have hated it from the beginning. To hate watching it for 6 seasons.
It would have been interesting, yeah.
But, no, we definitely... some things I liked, some things I didn't, which we'll discuss, obviously. But, no, definitely a great show. Some characters we fell in love with and some we wanted to
some see sucked into wormholes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so... I did get a. I will put it inside after after Brad listened to the pod. He did thumbs up my philosophy on the the existence of Chang through the wormhole.
My pitch for season 7 now includes the same opening.
You're killing me. So Brad,
yes.
Obviously, you'd seen most of the show, but not the whole show.
I think when we started, I'd seen it all by then, but only through COVID. Yeah,
yeah. It was a lockdown watch.
Yeah,
different watching. So, what's your?
So, I think by the time we started, I'd seen everything, but it was very fresh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel now?
Yeah,
we're gonna go to your season 7 thing after this, by the way.
Yes. I'm probably watch it 5 times over now, just on when it's been in the background and things. So it's interesting to see as Matt's watched it only once, and I've now seen most of it probably at least 5 times.
I'll definitely be going back and watching it with a different lens this time, maybe.
Yeah,
to enjoy it more. I don't know if enjoy it more is the term, but like just. Be lost in it a little bit more as opposed to trying to watch it from a reviewing standpoint.
Yeah, and that was the thing all the way through. It was just being lost in it and just enjoying it in the background. It's just that nice, easy watch to...
Mm, it's definitely one of those shows.
Yeah, which is good. And it was actually... I did have a community moment at work yesterday. We had our usual...
You tried to fight the blonde?
You played paintball?
No. Oh. We had our usual accountants meeting, and there's issues with our tax returns where occupation codes aren't working. So you can't select an electrician. So that doesn't exist as an occupation code.
How about plumbers?
Well, that was... Someone said, it's like, oh, we'll just call you a plumber. And I had to really restrain myself from saying...
What kind of plumber?
You could be a plumber!
You could be a plumber!
I
could do great things!
I just sat there, I held the desk and go, no, don't do it. Everyone will just stare at you.
You've got a gift!
So, yes, it's starting to seep into the rest of my life, which is a good thing. And as Sarah has said, she wants to, when the cub is a little bit older, get you can be a plumber. Put on the wall, so
your plumber. I mean, he's probably going to feel like you've set his future out for him, though.
That's right.
Why are my only toys pipe wrenches?
No,
did you not have high hopes for me? Some people dream of stars and being an astronaut and stuff. You could be a plumber.
You could be a doctor or a lawyer. You could be a plumber.
That kid is not getting a pipe wrench. Have you seen the way he smacks us with stuff? He's not getting a pipe wrench.
That I'm not saying start him out with a pipe wrench, but you work him up to
start
it.
Start with a plastic one, or maybe a rubber one, silicon something like that's soft.
You guys don't see the bruises.
Dude, don't give him metal ones.
Jesus.
Don't take him to Total Tools or Bunnings.
Also, you should stop hitting him, just saying.
But no, it's...
Where do you think he learns this from, Brad?
No, I very much enjoyed Community and... yeah, enjoyed looking at it with you guys and seeing the different feelings and stuff. And
that was probably my favourite part of this, was watching this show and then, like, seeing things through the way I watched it and then hearing from you guys as well as to how you saw it and things. And there was times where I came in with this set opinion and then you guys changed my mind. You know, I was like, oh, I didn't think of it like that, you know.
Yeah.
It was quite cool.
It's actually been an interesting experience from that side of it, having to talk about it with other people. Like, normally you just... If you watch a TV show, especially, you know, maybe you might talk about it with your partner or something, but you might only see an episode or something, but being able to watch something on a whole arc...
Yeah. But then dissect it. Like, you know, we go through it scene by scene and dissect these episodes. You know, you might say, I love that bit, I love this, and that's it, right, of an episode, when you talk about it after it's been on TV. Not that anything's on TV anymore, but you know what I mean. You know, but we're literally breaking it down bit by bit. It's a very interesting way to watch a... Watch a sitcom.
Yes. As Sarah said multiple times, how do you spend so long talking about a 24-minute episode?
To be fair, if you cut all the laughing and all the stupid shit out of it, it'd probably be like a 24-minute podcast.
No, it takes way longer than that.
It doesn't. We have the proof.
We can go through line by line and stop and break. And
yeah, that is true.
That's harder, but... That's true. You know, I guess that was one way that we chose to take it.
But no, we had fun with it, and that's the main thing. It was interesting thinking of the different storylines and the characters and whatnot, seeing where everyone was going and what they were doing and what you guys thought of it. It was, interesting.
Great.
So you missed last week.
I did.
How accurate was my reading of your pitch?
Yeah, no, you hit it pretty much on point.
You did read it verbatim, so you pretty much hit it on point.
Yeah, but I know it was very, it was a very quick rushed, I've got to document this while I have to look after people.
Yes. I was, running between duties, yes. No, you did really well. I think probably what I didn't get across is, because you know how you said your pitch was very much like a continuation of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was in that vein as well, even though it started with Abed on this movie set, etc., etc., him being pulled out of it, you still were... The main storyline was still happening at Greendale.
Yeah, true.
So it cuts back to Jeff with Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens in the first episode, the usual community shenanigans.
The chain wormhole.
Yeah, it's at Greendale.
Oh, you're killing me.
But I thought then interlacing with Abed being in LA or Hollywood or whatever, shooting the movie with little bits and pieces and him reminiscing a bit about Greendale while Jeff is doing the usual Greendale thing and Frankie and whatnot. And
jumping back and forward.
And then, at the end of the episode, we need someone...
did like that, like Seacrest.
Seacrest, only younger and hotter. So
I did enjoy that.
And a smile from Abed. And what I
know just the guy.
Yeah. What I couldn't get was I didn't get enough time to put in what the second episode would be Abed going, should I do it? Shouldn't I going to talk to Brie Larson? Because she's now an actress in Hollywood, saying, go back, you gotta do it. Get who you can together. And it'd be then from there cool. having yeah, okay. Shirley go back, Jeff. Being a teacher, but then at the same time being an actor, and that
Britta, dynamic of that,
Britta having that dynamic of not letting her ego go to or his ego to go too far, and then
that would be a job and a half,
And then
trying to control Jeff's ego. I know we get him like this as he is. Could you imagine if he was a famous actor?
Yeah. So and then seeing how that goes. Potentially then a mid-season paintball episode between the community college and the movie set teams.
Yep.
Nice. And then it's a matter of Jeff and Abed picking on what sides they want to be on. So
actually, that would be interesting. And where does Jeff allegiances lie and Abed as well? Yeah.
Potentially like a mid-season type thing. And then, us crack bandit after that. Leonard passing, more so because... The actor was really old, so whether or not it was happening...
Just wanted to kill off an old man, but...
It's always about killing this guy. It's
so about killing those old people.
And, then...
Someone check on Nana.
Then at the end...
give me a switch. She's still out there with a switch.
Switching. Get switches.
And then at the end, for some reason, hadn't quite got there yet, but Annie comes back. And he's the one that talks Jeff into staying as a teacher at Greendale.
So maybe Annie comes back to catch that mysterious arsecrack bandit.
But no, because Jeff and Frankie work out who that is. Then Annie comes back.
So we already worked it out.
And they have the copycat. Okay. Mine was very much still... Yeah, based in...
So you guys played a continuum, whereas I think myself and all the other guess sort of we all just finished it in that and season.
The other reason was, and I think this is where you went as well, there was still the movie coming. So if season 7 was happening, it was as if
they were leading preceding into a movie.
The movie. Yeah. So to get everyone who you can back.
Yeah.
And to be Shirley, able to. Ready. Oh, I said, I even thought at a point he could go visit Hickey at the funeral home in the Leonard episode.
Yeah. Hey,
and a good tie-in.
Good yeah,
crossover, yeah.
Like, a few things like that. Get them all together so that if it did end at season 7, you'd then not have to spend half of the movie trying to...
Explain why everyone get came back.
People back together.
Mm. Which will be interesting. We're going to touch on that later. Yes. We're going to come back around to that.
But on everyone else's, I thought they were really good pitches.
Oh, they were great.
I enjoyed everyone else's pitch. Yeah. It's interesting how similar yet different they were.
I thought that too. We all sort of glazed in a lot of similar things.
Yes.
But everything had a slight difference to it that made it really fun and unique idea.
Everyone's got their own little take.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I want to start with... Everyone, I'll run through character, the Greendale 7. And then we'll run through a couple of side characters. But starting with, I'm going to start with low hanging fruit, Pierce. Because
he was old, his fruit probably was hanging low.
that is not.
Will we address the apparent love on Reddit for Pierce?
People do love
Chevy
Pierce.
Chase. Or are we just going to leave that? Because I can't explain it.
But that was his role, though. That was the character. Like, if you really want to dive into it, right, that was the point of the character. And he did it well.
I think the point is, like, I don't want to... We've spoken about the Chevy Chase stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave that aside.
Yes, yes, yes.
But the Pierce character, how do we feel about that? How that... Because... The story arc was significantly shorter there.
Yeah.
So, how do we feel about Pierce?
I don't think there was enough there to... And it wasn't meant to be a redeemable character. He was meant to be there to, like, be
in a combatant
for the...
But you've still got to make him friendly enough to...
However, he wasn't friendly enough to want to do that with. Like, I think you could have still had the Dungeons and Dragons episode without Pierce, and it not be so...
Well, I don't think so.
I think you could have still done it. Like, they did it with Hickey and his son. Like, you could have done it.
That first episode relied so heavily on such a... such a character that we've built up and we know it's hard to introduce that into that environment, I feel.
Yeah. But even like when I think it was Matt we did that one with.
Yeah.
Even he was saying like I think just Matt, the two Matts, ranked it.
Matt from the Podgy Stand.
Yeah, very low. Because of that reason. Like, it just wasn't funny for the points of... Like, it was just very low-hanging.
It was very low-hanging fruit, because they just hit those points. But that, again, that's what that character was there for, though.
Yeah, I just think it was, like,
that was lazy. The dynamic of it, though.
Yeah. For me, the Pierce character was just very lazy.
I feel like you've got to have a character like that, maybe not to that extent.
To be divisive and to be sort of... Yeah, I think that was the dynamic. That's what he was there for. He was never there to be a... redeemable character, so to speak.
Because without someone like that, you end up with... And again, you still have good TV from it, but you end up with Friends, or you end up with something that's just lovey-dovey and everyone's going to be good to each other. And
he was a tool for conflict. I think, you know.
Once, I'm on board with, but just keep hitting the same beat over and over.
I think he could have been much better written. There were moments where it was really good.
There were some good moments.
And I think we're going to have that with all the characters.
Oh, of course. And we've discussed it. Again, you get
six seasons with...
Essentially the same characters. Yeah.
I think that's my main issue with the Pierce character is, like, they just went over the same thing over and over and over and over. By the time we got to the Dungeons & Dragons episode, it's like, we've already been here. We've already done this. Like, the whole Pierce in hospital, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just the same. for me, it was, I thought, isn't there a better way we can just use him? Like, you know, getting rid of Britta song, like a lot of what they did in season one.
Tiny nips.
Honestly, they kind of burnt out a lot of goodwill. And I think, yeah, without going into the whole Dan Harmon situation, it just seemed like it was just kind of like poking him while it was down.
Yeah. I think for me. Some of that probably was too. They wanted to make a point or a example. Stick him, like you said, and make him do some stupid shit. Chevy Chase is not above that. He's a good at doing stupid shit. You've watched the movies he's made and stuff like that. But I do agree. But I just feel like that was his dynamic. He was there to be a point of contention or a dynamic to create conflict. I think, and they were able to use it for that. But yeah, just said they could have maybe done it smarter, maybe less sort of on the nose. But then again, that's the character. So is the character supposed to? The character is supposed to be an old, out of touch, rich white guy, right?
So what's your? Okay, I'm gonna ask this for each character, and I'm doing this on the fly. So they've had no preparation because I just thought of it. So, what's your favourite Pierce episode? I know the character isn't particularly likable. We'll do this for all characters. So you've now got a little bit of heads up for the others.
I would say that where he gets his fortune.
Oh yeah, Hawthorne Wipes and...
Well, probably not Hawthorne Wipes, because I think even that, I wasn't too much a fan. But I'd probably say the video game one. There you go.
The video game one. Yeah, that was good.
Actually, that was very good.
Because he was doing it for selfish reasons, but he wasn't the antagonist.
No, and they had that sort of redeeming moment at the end as well.
And he had it for his friends, even though he wouldn't hug Daddy Pewdie. anyway, we will leave that alone.
Yes, please. Okay. That's quite interesting.
Yeah. What about yourself? What do you think for yours?
I don't know. I think Prime Pierce is either... I like to think that the Gay Pride episode.
Yeah. I like that one.
Excuse me. I think that... Because just the way he shifts with his old man like that... The way that arc shifted with... As soon as his old man walks in the room, and oh no, I can't do that. Completely. I have to like my old man, but he's just happy to chase the money, and that's kind of really what he was.
But it also gave him a dynamic of this up and down thing too. Like, it almost made him a sympathetic for this brief period.
He's popular and liked, but he doesn't know how to do it now.
Yeah,
That's true. Kind of very true to his character, I feel.
Yeah.
Because even at the start, like he just wants Jeff to like him.
Yeah. You know, and that was sort of...
Like, he just wants a friend. I can...
Yeah. Oh, there was too much of that. Anyway.
Okay, I'm moving along. So, another, obviously, short-lived character, but on the other side of things, Troy.
The best Troy episode. That's tough.
No. Just Troy's story.
Oh, Troy in general, yep. I really liked Troy. I thought Troy was probably one of the high points of this show, and I know you didn't like the stupid stuff that they made him do, but...
I was going to say, this is going to be a...
Yeah, but I love the stupid... Like, that's the stuff... Like, that was his... Again, as a sympathist, that was what he was there to do. And I know, they could have done it different, and Donald Glover was probably capable of doing both sides of it, you know. But he did that stuff so well, and it was so funny, and it was the light stuff that...
So I think we have, and we get this quite a... Maybe not quite a bit, but quite a bit, and especially with Troy. He has great highs, but low lows.
Yeah.
Mm. And we get... And there's a couple other characters where we do get some low lows, but... Troy, the high highs just cover a lot of the...
Yeah, the highs
are so high. In
terms
of your memories
and
stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much of, you know, in terms of some sort of chart. Like,
yeah, if you're looking back on highs and memorable things, he's in so many of them, right? Like,
I would have loved to see so much more of the air conditioning repair school and he's plumbing Germany.
Yeah. And that is my major contention, is they just
moved away from that.
Didn't know what to do with him. And then he just became a caricature. Which at the end, or from then on, pretty much all the remaining episodes he was in, he had a couple of storylines. But then he was just, all right, we're sitting around the table, time for Donald's quip. All right, we're sitting around the table, time for Donald's quip.
Yeah.
That's all he did for like two seasons. And it was just kind of...
Which is funny, I guess, because you talk about, and you know, you're going to sort of again say what was your favourite episode. I've sort of scrolling IMDb a little and I ran into what probably was, and it was when they took him out for his birthday. And he ended up sort of at the end.
He became the mature one,
you know. That was a good character development. That was him having something as opposed to just being silly, you know. Which again, I liked all the silly, but that episode really created this dynamic of a character where he had this thing, and that was probably my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
You know, that section. You know, I did like a lot of, you know, Troy and Abed stuff. That's always going to be brilliant and whatever, but to see that dynamic change a little was also nice.
How about you? What's your favourite thing with Troy?
That doesn't have
to be an episode. I think maybe just even a moment or a what. What's your favourite Troy?
Jacko.
That's crazy. Good. It's doing my head in.
I would probably... I actually didn't mind the... It's not called the doppelgangers one. It's the one where Abed hired all of the actors. Because Troy was the one that was actually looking out for Abed, and it led to an actual season, like remaining of the season breakdown between their relationship, because he stood up against Abed and just Abed doing what he wants. Like, you know, that was, anyway, he wasn't stupid. He was actually there. Like there was those, like you say, there was those high moments where he was actually like a key character and actually a developed character and not just a caricature.
And I know it's stupid and everything like that, but like the early odd stuff about Troy slacking a butt stuff every time that popped up do they put things in your butt? Do you get paid more if they put things in your butt? Just don't know why that always made me laugh, but
yeah. So I love just anytime like Troy and Abed just doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like the rap and those sort of sort of moments. Or even Troy and Jeff. There's a few moments that they had, but one of my favourite, like my favourite episode with Troy is just him annihilating the sunroom. Like when he's doing the final one of the sun chamber. What's it?
That
was probably
in that heat box where he's got
He's just sitting there staring at the guy, and then he's just staring at him while fixing. Not even the other guy's trying to look around.
Yeah,
because that's just Troy in his element, like having the skill,
and just the whole him denying the plumbing thing, and then just leading into that. Well, I'm good at this. This is my thing. You know.
Yeah.
You could be a plumber.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a close second.
That was good. That whole period there where they did air conditioning, and as you said, they could have done more with it, was very good.
Yeah.
So next, I'm going to go, not really a member of the study group, but close. And I think I know what you're going to say, but Chang?
Everything after season one. Season one, I liked. I liked Teacher Chang.
Yep.
Right. I liked all of the stupid shit, you know, what was his LT grade, all that kind of shit, you know, that made me laugh. Pretty much everything after that, I sort of lost, I guess. The stuff when he was the teacher, just it gave him a purpose to be there, right? Which is the thing I had.
Yes.
Was after he's not a teacher anymore. why is he still there?
Yeah.
Right. The only reason they keep him there is because people like the character, and I don't, which, you know, is fine, of course.
Or people like the actor.
The actor, yeah. And I will say, I don't like the character.
Mm.
Ken Jeong played it so well, right?
Yeah.
He did a great job with what he was given and what he was playing. It's not so much the portrayal, it's just the character itself. But yeah, the Spanish, all the, just his ineptness as a Spanish teacher was so good. I just, you know, and even the stuff, I was at season one or two with his wife and trying to win his wife back.
Oh, yeah.
There was some redeeming stuff there.
It was a great storyline.
Yeah, the redeeming stuff there, see, and that, and again, it's that, as Brad said with Troy, that dynamics of character, where he was more than just an idiot, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in the season, probably seasons from 3 to 6, he was just there to be stupid, right?
Except for one.
Except for one, of course.
And the wedding. It's like he was good in the wedding for that one part, and there is one other one where I didn't mind Chang. It was probably the only time I didn't mind Chang for the entire show, and it was the
the whole evil Chang storyline.
God no.
So I enjoyed that. I thought that that was
Changnesia.
A good. I thought Evil Chang was a good writing of.
It's a way to use that character.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good way to use that character, as opposed to, I didn't enjoy the Changnesia. That was a way to keep him around.
Yeah,
I didn't
enjoy that either.
Mr. Miyagi.
Oh yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah. Where he was the Karate Kid in the Karate Kid then, play.
The guy just yells at him the whole time.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. That's... just because he played the character... He probably played true to the actual character itself.
Mm.
A very insecure person just trying to find somewhere to fit in.
Yeah.
And...
I'm gonna get to my... I've got a point on this, but I'm going to save it to right at the end.
Yeah.
Once we've done the more characters. So, obviously, the main character throughout the whole show is Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how do we feel about Jeff's story arc across all 6 seasons?
It's interesting. I liked the transition of him from student to teacher. I thought that was quite clever. That went
really well, yeah.
I thought that was quite clever. Yeah. Obviously, a way to keep him in the show, still use him.
I did like that little part where he had that moment of almost freedom. Yeah. Where they went, okay, we're going to put him out, and then he just fails.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, I'm going to be the, you know, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to be the lawyer for the good guy. Oh, fuck, didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it may have been because of his ad, but we won't, you know. It's the number of my fur.
Yep.
It's derivative.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, I mean, definitely developed. Like, it, obviously, we know how it started was him just wanting to bang Britta, essentially, and he started the study group and then had this sort of, he was just there. And he your first couple of seasons was just that, I hate this place. I'm just getting my credits and I'm getting the fuck out. And then, you know, over time, he had he probably had the most development,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, of, you know, he started to like things and each other people and for more than just what he could get from them, which was definitely what the first season or two was. What they do for me, you know, what do I get my classes, so on and so forth, which, again, point of the character. So
yeah.
I'm not saying it was this bad because it's the point of the character. But yeah, he definitely played the most progression. You know, and towards the end where he didn't want them to leave.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Which partly was a selfish thing, but also I think he knew he was going to miss them and stuff like that. And then he did decide, no, it's best for them to leave and, you know, helped them go, basically.
Yeah. And, I agree. I think his character did some really good development. They dropped the ball a little bit with his father. I think they could have done that better.
I thought that too. They could have played more to that.
Because it was, 1.5 episodes?
And he decided, fuck him, I don't want to be like him. That much, you know, I don't know, it's a sitcom, but that much, obviously, trauma that they built it up over seasons. Yeah, obviously he had this trauma. You don't just recover from that in the space of an episode and go, fuck you, I don't care what you think now.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work like that.
And then, as we talked about at the time, like the suicide attempt episode with the G.I. Joe stuff and him waking up at the hospital, being out of order with what was happening at the time. Yeah. Like, that should have probably been later in the episode,
right? Yeah.
Because it didn't quite work. So, towards the end, it kind of, like...
jumped a bit.
Like, lost a little bit of footing, but that was very much... won back by the introduction of Elroy and Frankie, because into season 7 that just made that whole Jeff's character still work again, because he was
put him on a different put him on a different level of dynamic as well,
like,
when he became the teacher, he stepped into this different dynamic where he's a teacher, right? But then you put him in there, and then there's Frankie and stuff like that, and it made this different dynamic.
It made him grow up.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Like, before, when it was just him and... like, when it was him and Hickey, he was just still, like, just flubbing by.
Yeah.
Still flubbing by in his classes, but once Frankie, especially, and Elroy came along, it really... he had to step up.
I feel like Jeff was the best written character across the show.
Absolutely. Oh,
of
course.
Man, I know he was kind of a focus.
The show was about him, so if you're doing your writer's room, the first thing you say is, what's Jeff doing this week? But yeah, I do agree that... you
know. But like, everyone's got to be there. Everyone's got a role. They knew the characters in and out, especially after, I guess, season 2, or pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, even season 1, they can be finding their way and whatever, but... by season 2, you kind of know what your characters are and where they're going or what they're doing at this time. Whereas Jeff consistently was fairly well written.
Yeah.
There was very few poor Jeff episodes where, and I know there'll be more to talk about here, but there's some characters that were very poorly written.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe our next one, Shirley.
Well, hang on. Before we go to that, anyone have a favourite Jeff moment episode? So I know I've definitely got mine.
Oh, you go with yours.
You go with yours. Sort
of billiards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just like seeing him in that the tight shorts.
Obviously. I'm all about it. But no, that whole thing at the end with them, and how stupid it was that they were down to their undies and they were naked. Like, it's just so funny, you know. And him not wanting to be a part of it and then getting into it. It was good. Or the other one I liked quite a bit was... was it Richie, the other guy? He was like in The Doctor, who made him really insecure.
Yeah.
I liked that dynamic. I would have liked to have seen that explored a little more.
Mm, yeah, I would have liked that too. I'm finding it really hard to just pick a standout Jeff episode because, you know, there were some really great ones.
I mean, the early ones with the Jeff speeches.
I think some of the Jeff speeches are great, but yeah. I think... Maybe it's just a sentimental thing for the character, right? But Jeff on the trampoline, he's just happy. Like,
yeah.
He's just...
yeah.
I got mine, and you guys probably roll your eyes, but the season 1 finale.
Yeah, okay.
Because that sets up the whole remainder of the series.
That is true.
Yeah.
And just... you get that first point where Jeff is conflicted.
That is true.
And that proper conflicted nature. Good writing. Yeah. That was just a very well written episode. And I think just that Jeff.
Yeah.
And then even, well, Donald Glover said it when we listened back to the, what was it? The director's commentary.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's it for me. Although, yeah, and then the episode after where they came back and then they had the big showdown in the study room and Annie giving Jeff the running punch. Like, you know, those two episodes I thought were just such very good, well-written Jeff characters because he was just very much in that under pressure. And that was, yeah, very strong.
True.
But yes.
And you almost thought he was going to change direction with, you know, when he met Slater and he started to sort of grow a little bit and that, and but like he could just never fully get away from that pull of, you know, the other ladies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You might have thought he might go for a more mature woman, but no. No.
No. So
moving on to Shirley.
We're up to the...
Brad's got his head in his hands.
Yeah, this one's a bit tough.
Oi.
I feel sorry for Shirley. I really do.
Yeah, 100%.
There's, like, Yvette Nicole Brown does a really good job.
Yeah.
But she is such a good show, and for how good they are with characters like Jeff and Abed, and even like the Troy and Abed stuff, like some characters really do, they do so well with, she never really fits.
She always seems to be an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very two-dimensional.
Yep.
There are a couple episodes where she's really good.
Mm.
The birth.
Episode.
For me, I think that's probably my... close to my favourite show.
Even the one... The one at her house with
Thanksgiving. That's what I was going to say. The dynamics of that. See, saw her being a little bit tortured and a little bit, you know...
To me, that was the start of her becoming Pierce, and that I was very much turned off of from there.
Interesting. Now, see, I'd say, like, if you were going to tell me to pick a Shirley episode to like, or, you know, it probably would have been that one.
I think the problem that I've got is things like there was so much material there. The whole Shirley sandwiches arc could have been so good.
Yeah.
It's a great thought piece, and it's a great starting point that they really underutilized.
You know, and it was the whole reason she was there in the first place, was to sell her baked goods and whatnot.
Yeah. Even season one, Shirley, is actually not too bad.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
There were moments.
But even like the dynamics between her and Pierce early on, before it got really fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, the little in between stuff with them was even good. You know.
Yeah, that's true. With Pierce teaching her business acumen.
Yeah, I like that. And he was in there in her class when she was giving her speech.
Yeah, you got to
present
the sandwich.
Yeah, and then she gives the speech and he's there. And it's like, that was almost a redeeming moment of Pierce as well. You know, and I thought, you know, and those were few and far between, and the same with Shirley. But I thought that was quite good.
As we went, it's a bit, you know, a bit like a role-playing game where you've got a certain amount of character points and they put all their points in everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. She was... Yeah.
And then it was just, what's left?
What's left? I will
give her two of these and a couple of these, and that's it. And then that's her character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel really bad for Yvette Nicole Brown, because I know she tried really hard.
Yeah, and she was in a position where she was just hamstrung by what she was given, I think.
Correct. The acting was still good.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. And I think a lot of this, as we've spoken about these characters and stuff, none of it is the actors themselves not giving, Chevy Chase. But, you know, like...
But, yeah, that's a different story.
Playing the characters they played and stuff like that, you know.
The physical education course.
Yes.
I gave her.
She was good at that.
Yeah. I gave her the pick of the week that week. Yes. Just trying to look back on when I actually... Nuggets.
Or even, you know, we went back to it, but Troy's birthday, when we find out Shirley in the bar.
Yeah, just add some character development. Yeah. Or, adds that third dimension.
Big Cheddar, you know, like there were points there where they gave her something.
But the rest of the time, you're right.
Far between.
Correct. It's all the middle bits where there was nothing for her.
Yeah.
That really harmed that character.
It seems like it's almost one episode a season.
Pretty much. That was it. It's like, are we better write a show? Which was very much, I will say,
feed
it back to another show.
And Foosball is where I gave her the other pick of the week.
Which is Big Cheddar, isn't it?
Yeah.
It seems like a bit like The Simpsons with Lisa. It was always like, we got to do a Lisa episode, you know. And where I feel like Shirley was a bit that way as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Got to do a Shirley. I've got to do something for Shirley, you know. Give Yvette something to do.
Getting rid of Shirley.
But, you know, I feel like she did the best she could with what she was given. Definitely. Yes. And, you know. I think she got there in the end, even
And it is legitimately, going back through my pick of the week,
one episode a season.
One episode a season. Legitimately.
Oh, that's so...
that I gave her.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
The pick of the week.
Yeah.
From just having my quick look through.
It is a shame.
It is a shame. Beginner's Pottery was the other one.
Yeah.
She got it.
Or
because she was the
she was boat captain. Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. The SS Nose Candy. That's fun. Yeah. But again, we got to see her do well at something.
Yeah.
Which was, you know.
Oh, and there's another one, actually.
Yeah, the SS Nose Candy, when she was the captain, was great.
And Introduction to Statistics at the Halloween Party.
Yeah. Is that where she gets knocked up by Chang? Is that one?
No, this is...
No. That's where she goes after, Slater's car.
Yeah, Slater's car,
that's
yes.
That's right.
Give him a hose.
Yes.
That's right. And that was... But see, that was... You know why that was good? Because it was a dynamic thing, right? They were showing Shirley doing her, like, transference of...
Yes.
Her life and her issue with her husband through to...
Yeah,
Slater and Britta, you know that it told a proper story.
Yeah,
which was quite good.
How? I think we discussed her highlights already. So, what about another female character, Britta?
Ouch.
We know she's the worst.
No,
she's not the worst.
Though. Not even that. Well, unfortunately,
don't Britta this.
Unfortunately, she is.
I feel like her character got britted, though. I feel she was going to be the second lead in the show. It seemed
and
like
went
right?
nowhere,
and she went nowhere.
I'll almost say that I didn't actually count it up, but I would almost say that she had less picks of the week than Shirley. Honestly, without
I mean, they'd be they would be through, few and far between.
There's. Very little, which is sad because where she was going to set up, because you know the subway storyline, I thought that worked well. Subway times two, both of them were very well done.
I liked Tiny Nibs Vaughn.
Yeah,
it was great. I enjoyed her, and I discussed it last week with my season 7 pitch. Her and Subway.
Yeah.
Like that. Her and her relationship was always really good.
Yeah. The dance, when she did the dance stuff.
Yeah.
She picked
when
up.
She was defiant and.
Yeah.
She picked up 4 picks of the week in season 1 and 3 in season 2, and then effectively.
And
none
then died now.
For the
died
rest,
from there, yeah.
Rest of the series. I think it might have been.
She put it down
one
yeah.
other Subway.
I think the ones where she's that angry and defiant and.
Yeah.
More the rage Britta.
Yeah.
Instead of stupid Britta.
Instead of just stupid high hippie Britta.
Yeah.
You can still be like...
There's a room for that in there, but yeah, she's got to have a dynamic. Even, I mean, even when...
You can't have the good without the bad.
Even when she helped Jeff in the confronting with his dad and forced him into that a bit, like, you know.
Yeah.
She was used a bit there as well, but...
It wasn't...
But there also wasn't... Right. I feel like with Britta, there wasn't... There could have been so much more... Actual story.
100%.
Her story arcs were just she's doing psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a bad psychologist.
So we'll throw her into those situations. And then that's kind of that. And then there was just the hippie stuff and a few relationshipy bits.
Yeah. That was basically Britta's arc. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost my close to my favorite
There's
Britta.
There's no real
episode.
Growth.
No. And for me, you have to go all the way back to pretty much, I think it's actually season 2. It's her and Annie at the trying to raise fundraising.
Oh yeah, and just trying to one up each other and
poor posture.
That's back right, hurts. And just sniping each other.
That was so
that
well
was very
done.
Funny.
So well done.
I mean,
it's just sad that's where we have to go to enjoy her character. I would have
characters.
Liked it. I would have liked.
Can you stand up for me? Sorry.
I would have liked to her character have more than just superficial beef with Annie, and that's effectively what close to is almost her best episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what's the one with where the judges table comes into it? That's very early, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
It's episode 2,
yeah.
like two really,
three,
really
yeah.
early, like
yeah.
2 or 3.
Much like a real university.
Yeah.
Which is, it made me laugh.
next to the Olympic sized swimming pool.
Yes.
Judges table, so good.
And Leonard swimming naked.
And Leonard swimming naked in the pool, yes.
Busted.
But yeah, there was definitely minimal sort of, you know, what's even the word? Minimal use of what did seem early in the season to have going to be one of the key characters.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know if that's just because they wrote it that way and all people didn't like, you know, people fell in love with other characters. I mean, that happens in shows, you know, but...
Yeah, we all have our favourites. But I guess there wasn't a lot for her to really go on.
Hmm.
Or for the fans to go on with her, like, to be invested with.
Yeah, they didn't give us a lot of opportunities to fall in love with her, did they?
No. Obviously, a lot of the attention switched to Annie.
Annie, yeah.
Yes. But then, same deal. What did she do in the last three seasons?
Nothing.
Again, I feel like Frankie cannibalized a lot of like who Annie was, though.
In the last season, but even the couple of seasons before that.
Mm-hmm.
Really not much. Like, it's like they picked up Annie and they ran with her a lot in season one, and then the whole Jeff situation in season two, a bit into season three, and then
I enjoyed that whole, you know, Annie with Troy and Abed.
Yeah,
that was really
interesting.
Yeah,
with the, you know, Troy and Abed being who they are, and Annie being such a stickler, and that dynamic worked real well.
That did work really well, and yeah, it just seemed like
I really enjoyed the Britta and Troy relationship. I thought that added a little bit of something for a while.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's true too. We didn't discuss that, but that was quite good actually.
Mm.
It gave her something else.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people don't like that at all.
Oh, really?
I agree. I did enjoy that because it gave them something to do, and they're actually did well together.
Yeah, they fit well together.
Yeah, like Annie, Troy, and Abed.
Yeah,
that worked really well.
Which is like when I'm just looking at one here where Annie goes hangs out with Abed and they do the Dreamatorium.
Yeah.
You know, that was an interesting one.
Yeah. But, yeah, just kind of really fell away from Annie towards the end of the series. And you thought there would have been more there. And so the final episode was kind of a little bit out of left field.
I think the thing that the later episodes were lacking was a competitiveness. There's nothing for her to be competitive against.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And that was always the crux of her thing. Like, you know, you talk about, was it season two or three, the valedictorian stuff with Shirley, how that brought out the competitiveness.
That was really cool,
yeah. You know.
A lot of the early seasons with, like, your Annie Kims and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas, the later ones, what's there should be for her to be...
What's her motivation?
Correct.
Yeah.
Other than saving Greendale. Like, that was there.
Mm.
And she was a real driving force. But it was more of a plot device than a character building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yes, my favourite Annie episode was the debate.
Mm. Yeah.
I love the and probably not one of her best moments, but two of my favourite ones actually, neither are really her best moments, but so true to her character, the whole one was the the episode where they have to try and find her pen and Annie's boobs is taken and stolen at an event.
Yeah,
that bottle episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the I want to say World's Fair, but that's not right. The Model UN.
Model UN
was
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
Again, she has a meltdown and it's not her best moment. But it's so true to the character in terms of...
Yeah, she's high strung.
Yeah.
And that's why I like the debate. Because she really was like firing up and...
Yeah,
correct.
Like, can't lose this. We can't lose this. How can we not lose this? Throw herself at Jeff.
Yeah. But I like the a lot of the early on, particularly the Annie-Troy dynamic.
Yeah.
As well.
Mm. Yeah, that was interesting.
That jumps from the two sides, you know, where
more to the characters.
Yeah, that was and that was who she was. She, you know, she had this fixation of Troy, who never knew her, you know, never noticed her in high school, but turns out he did. But you know, That was very cool. I like that as an early plot device that they didn't really explore too much further.
So, who have we got left?
I'm pretty sure it's
just the one, isn't it?
Just the one.
The Dean.
Yes, the key character, the one everyone loves, right?
That's right.
The one character everybody unanimously loves, the Dean.
And which was your favourite Dean costume?
Ooh. Dweller Dean.
Yeah.
Dweller Dean, yeah. But what if you got to go to the bank? So good.
I think for his, I love the intro to, what was it, season 4, where he's in the...
The nut bar?
No, when he's when they're doing the Olympics at the start.
Oh yeah.
I think
really like the
he's running all the events and everything for the intro.
The Hunger Deans
to get into ice cream class.
And then
isn't
he comes out in the cocktail dress to dance with Jeff.
That's right.
Yes.
I do still feel, and I think we discussed
it. I love the black and white Dean.
I still
where he goes all grayscale.
Yes.
I feel like we discussed it a little last week, the missed opportunity of the Dean moving in next door to Jeff that never really got built upon. I was so looking forward to seeing more of that, and it never really got developed upon, which I was disappointed with.
I thought there would have been more too, to be honest.
Because the way they set it up in that episode made it seem like this was going to be a thing.
And it was just kind of, I recognise you had people over in a
couple
of episodes.
Times he popped in.
It really wasn't like...
But they made it look like it was going to be...
Yeah.
Hell on Earth. Like the Dean, though, also did have... He stayed very true to his character.
Yes.
Like, there was a little bit of development across
definitely.
The season.
Definitely. Oh, definitely.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed even in the last season where he comes in at the last episode with all, like... I guess it's sort of pointing it out, but it's...
I hadn't done a single costume.
Yeah. And you might not necessarily realise until
realize
you get all the way through. You go,
holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
I will say we've sort of discussed it, but I don't know where to sort of bring it up. But one of my favourite parts, I guess, of this show was when they chloroform the security guard in the loft. That just whole scene of them in that room.
Yeah, that was good.
It's just so good. The whole dynamic of all of that.
Where they
so
all
drop,
wake up, and then they go, we all got chloroform.
Got chloroform.
And they chloroform him again.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea. It could have worked.
It could have worked, but then we chloroform him again in front of.
Chloroform him like 3 times or something.
Yeah.
He would have almost died.
Yeah. Sounds like you're at the almost done.
Oh.
All right. So shall we go back to the last group member?
I mean, you get Arben.
Yes.
Yes.
Who probably turned out to be the star of this show, if we're being honest, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's still... We'll still find out.
Oh, yeah, he hasn't given his thing yet, has he?
No.
But, like, you know, if you're talking about the most loved character, I say it had to be Arben, right?
Yeah.
But just because I feel like there was something you could always relate to in Arben. In most instances of
Arben. It was weird, he was quirky, but... Still lovable, very well written,
very
true,
very well acted.
You can't do that character without Danny Pudi.
Oh god,
If you would, cast a remake of whatever, let's say the movie had different characters, different actors playing those characters, you can't really recast them, but
no,
you'd be able to find suitable people, but. You'd be hard pressed to find another good Arbet.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, he was done well. I think could have done better in the later seasons, but you know, that's just wanting what had come.
Yeah, the bar was set very high.
Yeah. And they kind of like ran out of things to properly do with him. Like there was still parts and like, you know, the RV episode was
that was
interesting, good. And also the recycled cinema was also done well, but it was more just playing on the caricatures of Arbed as opposed to actually like the
things they'd done previously with Arbed,
because early on there was a lot of that.
Yeah,
I love too, like my favourite bits with Arbed are probably twofold. There's the side where he leans in, and just accepts a new character and plays it so well, whether it's like the someone like that sort of character, or him in Chicken Fingers.
Yes,
I love that, him in Chicken so Fingers. Good.
That was probably my favorite.
But then there's the other side is just him with Jeff and learning stuff and actually growing and stuff,
developing
like,
as a person.
And, like with him and Jeff drinking that night that they spend drinking and they are dancing on the table with like the pizza guy.
Yeah, and texted Brenner and all that.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm going to help you through this.
Yes.
Like, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff with his dad I liked as well.
Yeah.
Stuff with his dad.
And my other favourite Abed moment is that one that just kills Annie with the Duncan principal. You said you were my friend, and so I wanted to be here for you.
Yeah.
He's sitting there with his whip, his Indiana Jones whip.
Was it 6 hours or something correct. Like that? Everyone else has gone nuts, and he just didn't even blink at it.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
We said we were friends. This is what friends do. I'm here to be your friend. You know, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was so well
that
done.
That was very early on. That would have been
in
the first half dozen episodes.
It was. And it's funny, that juxtaposed with him and Hickey later on when he wants to go to another movie. So there was some really good parts throughout, but I think his earlier stuff, they knew what to do with him properly.
Yeah.
And he just kind of played on his...
I'm looking down the IMDb list here, and the Christmas episode, Abed's mental breakdown. What do we think about that?
I thought that was done well.
You thought it was done well?
Yeah, I liked that one.
Yeah, I think so.
I liked all the different dynamics of it. I feel like I liked the episode and how it was done, like the character style more than the subject matter, the mental illnessy part.
I don't know, it's a realness. Like it gives...
True, it makes it almost uncomfortable. Because
he is a weird character, right? Like, yeah. So to give him an aspect of reality to this, not just being just a weird guy.
Yeah, he's not just eccentric. There's more to him, and he's got this deeper thing that he
battles with, and
which I guess is true. Yeah, I just happened to see that there, and I thought that was probably a very sort of Abed, centric, obviously.
Abed.
Oh my god.
I don't sleep, you sleep. Two Abed episodes.
Oh my god.
The one where Annie's shoes got stolen, or the DVD got broken. Those two episodes, gosh, that was so well done.
Well, him and his Inspector Spacetime friend.
Yeah, that was super cool.
At the
convention. He loaned someone money, a Nigerian bank invert. Yeah.
Everyone's like, what?
Yeah, oh no, he said this, and he said this.
There's that money I owed you,
And the look on their face is just like, oh, Abed. And then, yeah, they're right, he just turns up.
Thank you, I'm so glad you lent me that money.
Couldn't be played by any other character either.
Oh, it was so perfect.
I guess is a great segue for me. Thank you. You didn't know this was coming. But side characters. I think that's what really, like, one of the things that makes this show so good is the quality of not just episodic ones. Yes, in this case we get, you know, is his name Matt? Matt Lucas? Which is great. I mean, every show gets its cameos from good actors. But, you know, your Vickies and Todd's.
Yes,
your Duncan's and Garrett's.
Yeah, I mean, we love
and Neil's and Leonard.
Yeah.
And Starburns. Magnitude.
Yeah, there were so many great side characters.
So, like, such good fun. Some get more airtime than others.
John Goodman.
Oh my god, John Goodman.
I'd almost call that a cameo.
That was probably more also of a cameo, Abed's girlfriend, Brie Larson.
And what's his name?
But I'm only in the week in, week outers. Like the guys that are there.
Yep.
That show up just in the background.
Give them a little bit here and there, and they make you remember them.
The ultimate background character, not Le Parry, but the other.
The other custodian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one who was cleaning up for the first 3-4 seasons. Yeah. No, I agree. Like, strong side characters that worked well.
Yeah.
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 It was a big part of the dynamic of the show, definitely.
Yeah.
And even, like, all the way up to the second last episode.
Yeah.
That was so well done. That episode could have fit anywhere in any of these seasons and it would have worked well.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you build the characters up past probably halfway point of season one, you could have put that episode anywhere.
And it still would have worked.
Yeah.
Even with the different characters. Even Shirley in there, even Troy in there.
Yeah.
It would have worked with all of them. But that just goes to show how well they did.
Yeah.
Garrick's character. And
Yeah. They made you... It's funny because there were times with Garrick particularly where it was just I did not like him, right? And there were times where I really did.
Mm.
It was very well done in that way.
Yeah.
And towards the end when he did get me, you're like, oh, good on Garrick, you know?
Yeah.
But even, the not-so-side characters, but side characters like Yahikis and regular side characters, Elroy.
Yeah, people that showed up for a couple of seasons, like a Duncan.
Our grifting teacher, he was great.
And more of a cameo, but
he was a cameo. You know who was great? The other teacher.
Go on.
The drama teacher.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think.
I was disappointed, actually, there wasn't more
of him.
Garrity.
Garrity, that's it, yes.
He was such a good... The actor was really good in it, and he played such a good part. The Nicolas Cage episode, as amazing as Arvid was.
Arvid broke
He also made that episode in just how...
He wanted not to.
He played it.
And may we never forget and rest in power, Professor Omar. Come at the king, you best not miss.
Okay. I
was hoping we were going to get away without that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Should have known better. So the side characters really make this show. So a shout out to all those guys.
Yeah. And that speaks to not just the actors, but the writing and everything like that, you know.
So I feel that we're all on the same page with the first few seasons. Obviously, they had a lot more material to work with because, they're given the freedom. Well, a lot more episodes too, so they had a bit more freedom in terms of being able to tell a story across...
Yeah, 25 episodes.
Yeah, correct, as opposed to, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
But I think, the earlier seasons just were able to do so much more.
Yeah.
They clearly had a bit more license.
It's also fresher, too. There's still more to explore. The further and further you get, the more stuff you've already covered, right? So you're reaching for more and more stuff to be able to make episodes upon.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Who do you want to enlighten us with your picnic basket across the
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame. What do you want to call it?
Hall of Fame. So, I will actually run through the totals of all the characters.
Okay.
And from who scored the least to who got the most.
Okay.
And what I will actually do...
We're going to run through side characters that got like ones? You're talking about the main guys.
The main seven. And I'll leave the last three and I'll see what you guys think as to who's one, two, and three. So, with 32 points across six seasons...
Jesus.
Is Shirley.
Yeah.
With
really more like five seasons, but yeah.
40 points.
Correct. Yep.
Across, six seasons or a little bit less. Pierce.
Yep. Okay.
With 60. Troy.
Yeah. Troy didn't get as many episodes, so that makes sense.
And he only played, when did Troy disappear? Was it the end of season four?
Midway through.
Yeah, season. Four or five.
I feel like it was four.
I'd have to double check.
It was the one after Pierce left.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yes. And the obligatory sperm.
Yes.
Here's your sperm.
So, it was five because... I can't remember.
Yeah, it was episode five. Season five.
Yeah. And with 65 points in fourth is Britta.
Hmm.
So, that leaves the top three of... either Annie, Arbed, or Jeff. What is the order?
Any Jeff Arbed, I think. In lowest to the tires. So Arbed first.
So you're Jeff, safe, sorry.
And then okay. Annie.
Yeah. Right, well done.
I just painted it in both directions, just to be, you know, confusing.
I'm gonna say I think Annie got a lot early. So I'm gonna go Annie Arbed Jeff.
Ooh.
As in
top to the bottom, the correct way.
So Annie top.
And he
Annie
went top. Backwards in his initial list, so why
yeah, the correct
way? Yeah, but I'm adding you skew 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, okay, correct.
Fuck his both.
All right.
Half votes, goddammit.
In third place.
Oh yeah, so we're doing it this way, it just
yeah, of course.
In third place with 113 points is Annie.
Okay. Yep.
In second place, 9 points ahead across the entire series, just 9 votes ahead, is Arbed.
Ooh.
Arbed, then Jeff. Okay.
Jeff.
Wow.
Ahead of Arbed so by I had 19
it,
points.
I had it in the right order, but the wrong way.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Technically, what he should have done there was go third, first, second. But. For just being correct. Well done, Ben. Thank you.
So, yeah, that's... I think a lot of those ones come down to, especially with Arbed and Annie, is... No, it's not Jeff's speeches. It's the fact that they dropped the ball on Arbed and Annie in later seasons. Because they really didn't score high, whereas Jeff especially...
Jeff scored a few episodes,
towards the end of season 5 and season 6.
Yep.
Picked up all those votes in a lot of cases. So yeah, that's so
there you go, the MVP.
So yeah, Hall of Famers.
Almost as though he was the star of the series.
Yeah, almost.
It's like he was almost on the front of all the DVDs.
Yes.
So I guess that leaves us to a movie.
Yep. Well, would you like to know our overall ratings?
No.
No.
No, do it. Go on. I just wanted to fuck with you.
All right.
Would you do that? Oh, yes.
So,
I can edit this out.
Who rated the lowest? Like, the
probably
season
me.
The lowest?
Matt.
Yep. All right, well then, who rated the series the highest?
Me.
Yeah. Do you want to know by how much? 0.3. Point 0.03.
Of out of 5?
Out of 5.
But
wow. Matt rated it 3.62.
Total all the way from, like as an aggregate.
Average across everything.
Yep.
I rated it 3.93 and you rated it 3.96.
I think that 3.9. was probably to be expected because like remember I came in from nothing, right? So I'm watching it from a start. You guys come in with a like enjoyment of this show already.
And we also have to count for the first couple of seasons where Matt thought...
Where I was voting half. Correctly. Yeah. My half points.
Yep. No,
forgot about that.
Before you guys
the mid-range being
that,
two. And
yep, before you guys decided that correct voting was just not going to be allowed.
So, but overall, we, as an average across for all of us, was 3.81. So, 3.8 meow meow beans.
3.8. Seems low.
Really?
Well, that now, because you think about it, that's what, a 7?
I get it, because like...
7
like,
on like IMDb fours, ratings?
Right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, 7.6. I guess the thing,
yeah.
Before we go jump onto the movie talk, the thing about this show is that the high points are so high.
Yes. 100%.
I think
there is some absolute fucking brilliance in that show.
And then there's Schmitty.
Yes.
Schmitty.
Yeah, the low points are so dog-like.
I think that's one of the things that I forgot before we started this.
Yeah.
That, again, those high points are so high.
Yes.
The paintball episodes,
yeah.
Some
chicken
of the
fingers.
Bottle episodes,
yeah.
Chicken fingers. Like, yeah. There's so much good stuff.
D&D.
Yeah.
But there are some, like... We get to hear and we've just spoken about how shit some of the characters were written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
they can be written
really
good,
well,
you know.
But then we get let down by the
yeah.
monotony it's like a, of
it's like a relationship, you know. Well, when it's so when it's good, it's so good that you forget that when it's bad, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, like, yeah. And that's the thing, and that's the ratings don't lie. Like when you think back on, oh, that was a really awesome show or whatever, Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, everyone would think, oh, that's an amazing.
Every Breaking Bad was is amazing, like, awesome. Yeah.
But then you have the Fly episode in Breaking Bad, where no one will say that that was.
I didn't hate that episode, though.
Yeah, but that, like, as an example.
But also, we're rating them against itself, too. Exactly. That is the other thing. Yeah. We're not rating it against shit TV that only gets a season.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Because it is poor. Or, and I guess the other thing that we haven't really mentioned during the entirety of probably, I don't think we've mentioned, I can't remember mentioning it. We've done a lot of hours on this podcast. But. This was in a time when, I'm sure we mentioned this at the start, come to think of it, but this was at a time when there was a lot of good shit on telly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like,
this was wedged into a period. You had
to
of...
be good to be at that level.
Yeah. A lot of stuff got cancelled really early on because it was just not, it would have probably flown at any other period of TV.
Correct. Yeah. But these days with Netflix and the amount of, there's shit all coming out at the moment because there's a writer's strike, which we'll get onto. But.
Yeah.
Nowadays, with things like streaming services, where everything just gets picked up because you can put it somewhere and it just adds content. There's you can say that we've got stuff.
They all want as much as they can possibly put up, so they're fighting over stuff that may or may not be any good, but they want it. Whereas before, it was there was a finite amount of time on a finite amount of channels.
Yeah,
correct. Especially those peak times where advertisers want a good content.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'm fairly comfortable. And
networks wanted good content.
Yeah. I'm fairly comfortable with that rating. Effectively, like, rounding up to a 4.
Yeah.
To it. It's an 8 out of 10, again, and I think that's a fairly...
At the end of the day, from my perspective, I came in having never watched an episode of Community. Mm. And for some reason in my head, it was one of those things of, like, I don't like that show. I don't know why I thought that. But it was just one of those things. I'd seen ads for it, maybe I thought it looked silly or whatever. But, like, you ask me about it now. No, I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, you know, it's definitely a show I love and will now watch again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've done our season 7 pitches.
Yes.
How do they do a movie?
I have no freaking idea how they do a movie.
Listening on my drive out to Boona last week, was it Matt's pitch? Was that from...
Squirrely Matt?
Yeah.
Squirrely Matt or Matt from Communities?
Whoever gets sent us the pitch I can't remember.
Matt from Communities, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah, Matt from...
Yeah.
Project Stand did somebody.
Basically what he said. I was listening to his pitch and I'm like, this sounds like
a 4-hour...
Going to... The one where they go on the expedition to... Find Troy.
Find Troy?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Like where,
Was that Dennis's pitch?
Maybe, no. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was Dennis.
Might have been Dennis's pitch, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how... That's the thing. I've been trying to think, because I knew we were going to discuss it, right? What do I think the movie's going to be? And I have no idea. Because I don't know how they make it. You know, it was like the Simpsons movie, right? No one knew how they were going to make a movie. And what did they have to do? They had to make a long-form expedition-y thing. Homer goes on a, you know, that's what they had to do to tell a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they do it.
My thing is I don't know how they rewrite Troy back into it after so long. Like, does he just come back? Just
come back,
yeah. Or does he... I don't think it's hard to say. Do they have to go find him?
Well,
do
they, yeah.
How do they do it in Greendale? Or do they not go... Like, does it really not have Greendale?
I remember this. I sent Jack a pitch for a movie on the 7th of February, 2022.
Don't remember.
So this is my pitch for the movie. Greendale's going to be shut down while still under the Dean. Jeff is still there, but is a shell of his former self. Finds solace at the end of a bottle. Dean comes up with the idea to get the study group back together to save the school. Everyone is successful. Arby is the director, etc. We first see a phone call, then the Dean making connection with Abed, Annie, Shelley, and Britta. They'll come back yet to talk Jeff around, but it's Annie who inspires Jeff. They try to organize fundraisers, a new ad, but end up around the table the day before close saying goodbyes when "Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away" starts playing. Troy comes in with his wife's money, saves the school, blah, blah. Annie and Jeff get together.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I'd watch that movie.
Like, yeah, some, you just see, like, I think at the time I had a thought of, you just see the people picking up phone calls of, like, the Dean calling people, and it's like, oh, Annie answers, oh, yes, then,
yeah,
Abed, then, a hand pick it up, and then it cuts away to something else.
Yeah.
And it's obviously not Troy's hand, it's just someone's hand, and you don't think of it, and then at the end you find out it's like Troy's offsider from, or like his butler or something like that.
Yeah.
And he comes in with his Hawthorne wife's money to save.
Do you reckon he's going to sail around the globe?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They would have had to get away from the pirates, but yes. Yeah. Yeah. I still maintain he could be king of the pirates.
Well, I think he might be something. I think they just hid somewhere.
Yeah, and they thought they got taken by pirates, but they didn't. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe that's a gimmick.
Maybe. Yeah.
Somehow, they shanghaied the yacht, but somehow he and LeVar Burton got away.
Maybe.
Or they kidnapped LeVar Burton.
Poor LeVar.
He was a maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know how they're going
to
do it.
I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, I cannot wait for a trailer.
Yeah, I want to know anything that it is, and you know it's going to be very exciting when anything drops. But I just don't. Yeah, I'm the same. I have no idea.
Yeah,
how they intend to do it and what they will do. But
yeah, I think something like that, and like part of them trying to save it will be like trying to play on those old things, a bit like what Lou said about how, like, the Arby going back and doing the show from his point of view as Jeff, as the Jeff character.
Yeah.
Like, reliving and redoing things. I think the movie would potentially be the same in that, you know, they try to remake the recycled cinema as part of, like, in the movie, but then, like, it doesn't, like, something doesn't go right. It's like, all right, next thing we try, and there's like, oh, well, how about we do this?
Paintballs or something, they, yeah.
And they do, like, they rebuild these things, but it's just not the same, and it's not working. And
they,
like,
reuse some of the tropes.
They reuse it, but, like, things go wrong in a different way, so then it takes, and then by the end, it's like, we've tried everything.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
It's going to be converted into a late night rave.
Toy Story 3 moment into the fire, and then there's, Troy.
Troy save the day.
Yeah.
Here Troy comes to save the day.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I can see that. I'd watch that.
But yeah, who knows?
Like, but it's... I also wouldn't want to see the movie with Troy only being in it right at the end either. I really hope he's there for the whole thing.
I want to see some quality Troy and Arbed moments. I want to see some Troy and Jeff. I want to see Troy and Britta again. Like,
I do agree. Like, I think that would be my only issue with that, is they'd have to bring him in earlier than right at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just to utilize him to its fullest. You know?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't do it for most of the series. So.
Right. Well, it's true. Why start now?
But yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else you guys want to talk community before we look to wrap up?
No.
I think we've covered it.
I think we have covered it.
I'm sure there'll be more, like, again, we're going to have trailers, and we're going to have a movie and stuff.
Yeah.
So, there will, you know, it's not your last chance to talk. Yes. We will be posting when we figure out whatever any of us are doing with podcasts and stuff. Yes. We will post it here as well.
So. Yeah, we'll put a teaser and things up on here and...
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
You can come and follow us or not follow us or do whatever you want. I don't care.
Absolutely. And it's probably worth saying we appreciate all your
Yeah.
Anything, any engagement, any, I mean, if you
anything. If you've listened to more than 5 minutes of an episode, we really appreciate it. And if you've got to hear, why did you start here?
Yeah, if you started here, yes, why did you start here? If you have listened to us from the start all the way through, firstly, what is wrong with you? You know you can press stop on these things. But no, seriously though, we do, it means a lot. Like, it's cool that something that three idiots in Australia did, people all over the world have listened to it. We've seen that there are people in places that we just, they don't speak our language. So, but you know, there are people who have listened to us in places we cannot believe. And it's, and we've, you know, we've spoken to people and, you know, from the podcast as guests, all of our guests have all been brilliant, giving us their time. And
100%. Anyone that's come more than once. Special shout out to obviously the probably the guys at the produce stand.
Yep.
Yeah. They've probably been one of our biggest supporters in terms of being guests and stuff. Yeah. And they helped us start. So to Al and Matt and the team there, especially those two, obviously, because they've been on so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad.
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 Yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis.
Huge shout out to Dennis.
Dennis.
Sponsoring a season.
Yeah, that was amazing. Cool.
We really appreciate it.
Making me stress every week on how I was going to sell pop vinyls to the world, but I felt like I got there.
Yeah.
Made that rod for my own back by deciding I was going to do it different every week.
So, yeah.
It's one of those things that seemed like a good idea at the time.
I feel like it's the whole podcast. But I guess our biggest shout out for the people that aren't in this room, obviously our partners, huge to support us and to continue to put up with us.
Into this thing, yep.
That's a huge effort. I'd also love to give a big shout out to communities, because again, the amount of time he's put into there's more than Matt there.
Yeah.
So the team at Matt has given us a lot. But Matt has also given us a lot of time and support. But those guys have given so much time in terms of sharing our material and just helping us out and helping out the whole community. So a huge shout out to those guys. You know, they will be around for so much longer than we will.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we're more or less wrapping up and they will be there next week sharing more stuff, helping out, promoting the actors that were on this thing, directors, anyone involved. Yeah, just a top effort.
And
I don't know they listen to. That's the other thing that means so much. Like,
It does. It really does.
You know, we do appreciate that they share the stuff and whatever, but
I know the fact that they actually listen. Yeah, 100%. You know, and we saw it when the guys were on and they referenced to things we'd said previously.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was like, holy crap, like you weren't just referencing back to episodes from the show, you were actually referencing back to episodes from the podcast and things that we said.
Things that we've said previously. Oh,
that's someone remembered crap that came out of our mouths.
Matt doesn't remember what he said.
No, I remember what I said. But on a personal note, for me and Brad, that we definitely have to say thanks to Jack.
Oh, absolutely.
Our pod lord and saviour, for all the time and effort and, you know, not just editing, but the social media stuff, they're wrangling us, particularly me. I know I was a pain in the ass most of the time.
I haven't bitched you to my wife. or Brad.
No, neither exactly. I.
So, you know, that's obviously the biggest one. I mean, you were the reason this started.
Yes.
This was your idea. You know, and you did everything pretty much to, you know, make this happen every week. And make it decent. You know, and make it a lot of fun.
I don't know. There's some episodes. I know you don't listen, but there are some episodes that are pretty shit quality.
Like that's the nature of the beast.
No, I appreciate it. But thank you guys for joining me and coming along for the ride and saying yes.
We had some fun.
Publicly putting your voices and thoughts out there.
That's weird, isn't it? To think that, like, now we're on the internet forever and people can listen to us.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Yeah.
Our stupid opinions about it.
A TV show.
TV show that we just enjoy watching.
Yeah, it's cool though. And people have listened. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So yeah, thank you all. Thank you, boys. It's been a blast. It's
been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's not over.
It's not over, but
till we get the movie.
Yeah.
And then
we're going to enjoy the shit out of that movie.
Yes. Hopefully, depending on how long it is, I'm hoping that I can save up. We can all go see it together.
Yes.
But we'll see how that goes. It depends when it comes out, rider strikes and all.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
So we never promised to be the best. We didn't promise to be the worst.
We may have been.
We probably were, but we survived, but we kept putting shit out week after week fucking got here.
Half the reason to get to the end is just by bloody dumb stubbornness, so we did that.
Yeah.
So yeah, here we are. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Thank you. I'm going to go have some gin, because now I feel I can have some. And yeah.
Good night to you all.
Good night to you all.
Next time, may your dreams be sweet, your nightmares be spooky.
Not grandma, died spooky. Troy and Arbert in the morning.
And just like that, we fucked it up. Well done.
Typical.
Typical. Remember when Jack used to fuck up the sign-off every week?
Well, this is much like that. So you can't
it ended like it began.